Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are continuing to follow us on Facebook. We appreciate that very much. We continue to grow the show as much as we can. As most of you know, if you've tuned in or if you're just tuning in for the first time or listening to the podcast, we've been on the radio and doing podcasts for almost 8 years now. And the focus is education and information. What do we mean by that? We work really hard to have great guest content information to deliver to you, the consumer, as much information and education as we can in order to make you a more wise consumer. So when you make these real estate transactions where you're buying, selling, litigating, whatever you're doing in and around real estate, we want to make sure that you're as up to date and as wise as you can. Now, we don't expect you to be an expert. That's what we have a team of people around us and our guests as such. But just enough information to know how to choose those people, how to navigate, how to do your due diligence in and around real estate. For more information, obviously, you could always go to reradiolive.com. And during the week, anytime, of course, I get a lot of texts and emails. You could keep those coming. We have some great questions and great, really, interaction back and forth. That text line is 408-838-9060. All right, let me invite my guest in today. We've been trying to connect and get him on the line, or I should say on the podcast here, for a couple of months now. Scott Smith is with Royal Legal Solutions. Scott, good to have you in today.
Hey, Joe, great to be here. I'm excited to share with everybody about real estate, asset protection, anything you want to learn about. I'm an open book today.
Yeah, what's great and unique about Scott, and he'll give you a little more in-depth detail than I can, of course, is that he has a legal background. He's an attorney, but also a real estate investor, and it's a great mix, and it really worked well for him and his company. So what we'll do first, Scott, if we can, if you could just give our viewers and, of course, our listeners, as later on they download the podcast, give them a little idea of your background, how you got started, and what you're up to today.
Yeah, so I actually got started while I was in law school. I bought my first property during my second year of law school. It was a transmission and auto repair shop that I rehabbed and flipped and paid for my law school with that. I mean, that's when I fell in love with real estate, like everybody else here listening to this show, and started then acquiring properties, starting with single family homes and starting to build a nice little portfolio with that. I actually used to, graduating from law school, I used to sue insurance companies, come to find out that insurance companies are great at collecting money, but really bad about paying out claims, especially whenever they get expensive. And I had a friend of mine who actually found that out the hard way, where he lost $3 million in real estate when he relied on his insurance to pay, and they didn't. And so I started hearing more stories like that, and I started getting involved in more meetup groups and getting back into real estate in my legal career. And when I decided to leave litigation, everybody was asking me, like, hey, how do I do all of this stuff without it being a total headache of, tons of bank accounts and complicated bookkeeping? And how do I actually protect myself? Because I know that insurance really can't be relied on. You know, it's great to have, but you can't rely on it. What do I need to do? And that's where Royal Legal Solutions got launched. And now we're helping people in all 50 states with over 3,000 clients. And we're about a team of about 40 people.
Wow, congratulations. Now, what location did you get started at, and where are you primarily, operating in? What area?
Yeah, so I operate out of Austin, Texas. Okay. We have attorneys all over the country that we work with, but Austin is really a hotbed for, really all of the progressive thinking. Like, what we're doing at Royal Legal is really changing the model of even what asset protection and legal services look like. Because, one of the things we're running right now is our free LLC. I mean, seriously, free LLCs, because I'm on a mission to get everybody in the United States of America protected. And so we're even paying the filing fees on these LLCs for people that reach out to us. And that's really different. And Austin's a really great place to connect with people that are really thinking differently about saying, hey, you know what? Let's actually go try to figure out how to do stuff that's really hard, that really fundamentally impacts people. And that's how, I think that we've grown to be one of the fastest growing firms in the country.
Great. Connect the dots for us, for me and obviously our listening audience, Scott, in terms of the LLC and the connection. Explain exactly why that's an important thing to do for real estate investors, or I'm assuming investors, Or are you saying no matter what real estate you own, you should have an LLC? Is this primarily for the investor side?
Yeah, actually, every single person in the country should have an LLC. Because what happens is if you get a car accident that exceeds the limits of liability of your car insurance, or if you enter into any contract of any sort and that goes sideways on you, or any business dealing, that ends up with a lawsuit. And in this country, what they can threaten you with is a lawsuit that can take your entire net worth. And to me, that's an unreasonable level of risk to live with. And I think it's an unreasonable level of risk for everybody to live with as well. So my proposition is saying, take all of your assets and put them into an LLC, just like rich people have been doing for years. Rich people don't own things, right? They have companies that own things for them. Rich people have no net worth really directly in their name. And we can do that same thing with just placing it into an LLC. So whether you're a real estate investor, whether you're an entrepreneur, or just an average person thinking, you know what, I'd like to have a little extra peace of mind to know that, you know, if the worst case scenario happened, they can't get to my money, they can't hurt me with lawsuits. This is the way to do it. And it's way simpler than you think. It does, we're going to do them for free for you. And the all of the compliance that you have to do with that is actually fairly simple.
Great. And then so you have a network. These aren't employees of yours. This is a network of attorneys throughout the United States, depending on what location that each, you know, work with each people in different locations.
Yeah, so we have about 40 people, employees of Royal Legal Solutions. Oh, okay. We also have an extensive network of CPAs and attorneys located all throughout the country. We help clients, you know, everywhere with what they're doing in the real estate investing space, the entrepreneurial space, as well as just, you know, estate planning or tax savings using 401ks and self-directed IRAs. But for some clients like to have, you know, people that are locals. So what I've done is gone out to vet people to make sure that these are upstanding people in different communities. And we don't have them everywhere, but in many locations, we do have people that are boots on the ground that I can say, hey, you know what, I know this guy's good in this location and that he would be able to help you if you really need that, you know, face-to-face touch. But we work everything through Zoom calls and video chats. And emails and electronic signatures, more at the cutting edge of how technology meets law as well as it meets business transactions and that piece of it. So I think we're actually able to help people much better than people can do live because of our ability is instantaneous to be connected to with our clientele, get them exactly what they need at just a moment's notice. So that's what our customers really say. It's like, wow, you guys are so fast about how your ability to turn stuff around. We've never had an experience like this before where we can get an attorney on the line almost instantly.
Huh, that's outstanding. So in Austin, so California is a unique state in its own. I don't need to go over all the details. You know why as much as I do. So are there particular states, is California one that is more problematic in a lot of legal senses on how you deal in and out, or does it just not matter? The law is the law.
No, it really matters where you form for a lot of different reasons. So if you're living anywhere throughout the United States, you always want to form your LLCs either in Texas, Delaware, Nevada, or Wyoming. Wyoming is nice because it provides strong asset protection as well as being just anonymous de facto, anonymous LLCs, which is neat because then people don't know what you own or what companies you own. I really like Texas for using series LLCs. It's very strong. We can make those anonymous by using a trust to own that LLC. Trusts are private documents so people can't find out who owns them. And everything along the formation of any of these all relate back to a law firm. So then they're protected by the attorney-client privilege from any of the information there. California is special because California tries to rake you over the coals with their yearly taxes, their franchise taxes for LLCs at $800 per year. So if you're a California investor, what you need to use is what's called a Delaware statutory trust. It provides asset protection that's arguably even better than LLCs, given the laws as well as the case law surrounding them. Also, avoid franchise taxes completely. And the coolest thing about the DST, the Delaware Statutory Trust, is that it can create something called a child series. And a child series of a DST acts like its own legal entity. But it doesn't cost anything to create. It doesn't cost anything to maintain it. So you get to create these child entities literally on your desktop for free, and you place one property in each individual child series. That way, if there's ever a lawsuit against one property, they can't come after any of the other properties. That's what we call compartmentalization in the legal field, and compartmentalization combined with anonymity is how you get the best possible legal protection.
Very good. So what would you specifically say to, the viewers watching and then later on downloading, listening to the podcast, as far as what you specialize in? I mean, obviously the legal background and the real estate background. So is it primarily people want to reach out to you if they have any questions as it relates to real estate, holdings, tax issues, legal issues? Give us kind of an idea of, for instance, These are the three things or three reasons or four reasons why someone would contact me or my firm.
Yeah, so what we did that was really different is that we started looking at who were investors as people first, mm-hmm. and what are all the legal issues that touches a person's life that wants to be a real estate investor. So that comes into asset protection. How do you create legal protection from lawsuits, as well as hiding your net worth from any of the public records so people can't find out what you own, and come to find out if they can't find out what you own, they don't sue you. And that's one field of it, right? Okay. The asset protection, because that's pretty nuanced too. You have to like consider all of the issues around insurance, banking, bookkeeping, et cetera. You need to know not just the legal parts, but how to run that business. Mm-hmm. Then you also need to know how does the estate planning need to work? Because that's another facet of your life as a real estate investor, is how am I going to pass this wealth on? Because you probably don't want it getting caught in probate court where other people can file claims against it to steal the money from your heirs, or having it part of the public record and then them knowing who takes your wealth, or that, you know, assets can become spoiled inside of probate because, you know, people might not have power to pay the mortgages, collect the rents, pay the insurance, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So estate planning became another important thing for us to do, and we built into that. And then we also started looking and saying, you know, what really people need on top of this is all the tax help. Mm. So we started looking at self-directed IRAs and solo 401ks and how real estate investors and people that are self-employed can establish their own solo 401ks and self-directed IRAs to shelter up $50,000 plus per year from taxes, to then be able to invest into even greater capacity and increase their returns by 20 to 30% from what they're currently getting just by using tax-free dollars. And now we're also doing all the tax prep on top of it. So it's just really the full gamut.
Very good. So I know several years ago, Scott, that was a big conversation or topic to come out of self-directed IRAs and the use of that in real estate and those. So you kind of touched on that a little bit. Maybe you could spend a minute or so and give people the benefits of the self-directed IRAs. And then also if there's any, you know, I'm not sure if it's downside or things you also have to be aware of, because these are things that self-directed IRAs could affect certain things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The self-directed IRAs are really great. If you currently have an IRA, what we're able to do is to be able to help you get with a custodian, connect you with a custodian, and form an entity that's owned by your IRA. Mm-hmm. And therefore, what you can do is actually control your own investments out of your IRA. So what that does is gives you the ability to act quickly on opportunities and also save on fees, because custodians love to charge you a bunch of fees. So mm-hmm. we have a special work that we do in that context with that. Now, there's a big compliance piece that can happen with IRAs, because you can actually screw it up and be subject to all kinds of penalties to your IRA with that. But what we've done is that we have a membership that we have to the firm. So you have unlimited contact with us. Mm-hmm. At different levels, you know, of whatever you're actually going to be needing. So that way you always have somebody on call to ask questions to. So that way you don't screw it up, right? You don't have to act on your own. You're able to get advice from an actual attorney. You don't have to pay a billable hour for mm-hmm. it. You'll always have that piece of contact. But the really sexy piece that's going on right now is really in the solo 401k space, because self-directed IRAs have an IRA contributions are limited to, you know, under $10,000 right okay. now, right? But with the solo 401k, you can actually contribute $55,000 per year, more plus or minus a few bucks. And with that, you can then shelter that money inside of your own solo 401k. So this is all of your self-employed income or active income or rental income that it can be converted into active income wow. Through some creative lawyering. Hmm. And be able to do that. And what that does for you is not just increase the amount of protections you can get for tax protection and be able to increase your investments. But let's say you run into a cash crunch. A lot of people don't know that you can actually loan yourself back up to 50% right. of your solo 401k. So you can take that money and use it for whatever you need to. You just have to repay it back within 5 years. And if you need all of your money back, you might try to find a friend and say, hey, if you loan me $25,000 out of your solo 401k, mm-hmm. I'll loan you $25,000 out of my solo 401k. And then be able to do a little swap into that, right? Yeah. So there's some really creative ways if you know about them, and you have to know the right legal pieces to be able to put in place to do it correctly for it all to work, right? And yeah. that's what I think the power is of partnering with a law firm that understands the business, is because we know the lines to walk and how to dot the I's and cross the T's to make it all happen.
Yeah, that's outstanding. I would guess that there is an opportunity. I can see why your business is growing and continues to grow, because there's such an appetite out there, Scott, with real estate investments, and you know that as well as anybody. I mean, I've been in this business for 20 years and been doing this show for 10, and the one I always say that the most emails, calls, kind of interactions and, you know, back and forth is, especially here in the Silicon Valley in the Bay Area, what I get a lot is, you know, Joe, I'm looking to invest in real estate, but it makes no sense here because of the cost, you know, the homes and the properties, et cetera, et cetera. So what's happened over the last decade or so, people have gone, you know, especially people here and all over the place for that matter, but I'm just speaking to the people I know of, hundreds and hundreds of investors end up investing in other areas like Texas and Florida and North Carolina, go on and on, all the different places. What is your outlook since you do follow real estate and real estate investment? First of all, you know, give us kind of a rundown, if you can, on Texas in general. Are there areas, I mean, it seems like it's nonstop there, growth, potential. Are there areas in Texas you would say, hey, you know, keep an eye on these, or you might stay away from these, or is just all in still in the Texas as far as investing?
So the key pieces to be able to know about investing, right, is that, you know, if you hold a key piece of property for a long enough period of time and you go into thinking about not about days, but you think about it in terms of decades, then it doesn't matter a whole lot where you buy. Great. It won't make a huge difference, right? So I think a lot of people get stymied into the fact of like, I got to time it with the right market at exactly the right time, and that keeps them from moving. My philosophy into it is like, no, just find ways to get into more deals. Pick up as many properties as you can and just plan on holding them. You know, into it, and don't think about like getting in and out a lot. That's the way that you're actually going to lose money in the long run, and you're just going to burn all your time and worrying about what you should do. But when it comes into the Texas market, there's really great stuff to be had out in the San Antonio area. I get a lot of people that a lot of investors that I work with right now, they're investing out in Ohio as well as in Tennessee. And it's actually, you know, one of those, it's really cool. I love working with these investors that are all over the country, because what we're able to do is we have a ton of experience of how do transactions and what are the needs of people that are operating and doing deals in all of these, you know, different states, right? So especially with this launch of this free LLC program, it's really just, you know, exploded. I actually talk a lot about where deals are and where I'm seeing deals happen during our live shows that we do every day. Every day at Royal Legal, I'll get on for about 20 minutes or so. We do a live show either on single family, multifamily, wealth building, entrepreneurialism, the growth behind real estate, or the Real Estate Nerds, you know, podcast. And that's where, you know, a lot of times I'll do a lot of sharing of like, what am I hearing this week, even from the people that I'm talking to. But right now I would look into the Ohio area, Tennessee. And if you're looking in Texas, I would check out San Antonio.
Great. What, as these, again, as the viewers view the show and then later on for those listeners, the downloaders, if they have more questions for you or want to find out about the daily shows or any how you might be able to help them, you or your firm, what's the best place to reach you?
Yeah, so we have the royallegalsolutions.com website, and that's the best place. We have all kinds of free ebooks that we have in there. You know, provide an email, we'll give you the free ebook. If you want to take advantage of the free LLC program, it's right there at the top of the banner ad for the website. If you go onto the Facebook page for Royal Legal Solutions or for myself, you're going to see, you have the access to all of the groups and all the videos that we push out through there, as well as all of our shows are also converted into podcasts that you're able to download through iTunes. So, you know, we have a Royal Single Family, Royal Multifamily, the Real Estate Nerds, Royal Wealth, Royal Entrepreneurialism. It's all royal based stuff. My name is, you know, Scott Royal Smith. So, you know, there you go. You know,
that's very good. Well, it sounds like you've caught on to the niche, obviously, with your background, and then you identified something and you saw it, so you guys captured that. And do you see, I mean, a lot of people will ask potentially, again, I mean, I have my own opinions about real estate. I follow it every day. I study it every day, a lot of things. But it's always good to get feedback from others, especially around the United States. What's your outlook on investing in real estate in general? I mean, is it always good no matter what? I think what you said earlier is don't worry so much what you buy is when you sell.
Well, the deal is, I think that's really true, right? And the other part, piece of advice, just to really caveat it for everybody, and hopefully somebody didn't hear that and just tuned out, was that you got to buy it at the right LTV too. So if you're going to buy that way, you got to get it at the 65 to 70% LTV. You can't be all levered up. As long as you don't over leverage yourself into the property and you're staying around those 65 to 70% LTV, what happens is that your mortgage payment becomes low enough that you don't actually have to care much about the rentals and how much money comes in at the rent, because you're always going to be able to cover your note at that point. And the reason this makes so much sense, especially for people that are looking to build long-term wealth, is that you need to be able to think about your assets, about creating freedom for your life. And if you're constantly worried about what's going to happen in the market and where you're going to have an up market, all these things you can't control, you haven't really created freedom. right? Yeah. And you really got to say, I need to create my freedom first to know, like, what's my freedom number? How much money is it that I actually need coming in every month off of this real estate to be able to know that I never have to go back to that job and I can live the life that I want? Let's target that first and do it in a way that I don't have to worry about it anymore on a day-to-day base. And then you're actually free. But if you're all levered up and you're at the gills and you're having to worry mm-hmm. about stuff every day and you're like, oh my gosh, if the market's going to go up or down, what all these things you can't control, you're not really free. My goal is shoot for freedom. Put freedom first as what the value is of what you're doing.
Yeah. I have about 4 or 5 minutes left. And before I let you go, a couple of things I wanted to ask too. So one would be these opportunity zone. Have you know much about those, Scott? Have you heard them out? Sure.
Yeah. I actually have a friend of mine that's putting together $1 billion fund.
Yeah.
But it's opportunity zones. Yeah.
That seems to be a big deal. I mean, I see it as, I'm not an expert at it, but we have actually someone on tomorrow that's going to be an expert on the show. But I see this as a win-win for everybody, don't you?
Yeah, it really can be. I think it can be hard. The challenges that I see these guys running into is actually the supply.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like it's actually
right.
being able to find right. enough of the right kind of right. properties that actually make a lot of sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great thing. It looks like there's a ton of cash being poured into it
yep.
and that people are going to make a ton of money out of it that are, you know, correctly positioned to do so.
Yeah. And the last thing, and this kind of long goes alongside with the opportunity zones, but in general, one of the things that I'm seeing over the years, which is a really a great thing, remember years ago, you know, it used to be the tagline, the slum lords, and you had all these landlords and people that owned all this property and they never took care of it and they just, you know, raked people over the coals and all that. I'm sure that goes on still from place to place. But as I see this dynamic in the world of real estate where there's people investing and revitalizing in these opportunity zones and all this, I would think that in general, I don't know, in general, this is all good for all these different locations too. Because what you have is you have people renting most likely in places that they're going to want to live, right? In general, nicer places.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things that, like, you know, it really impacts the human psychology.
Right.
Like, how nice are the places that people live and what is their environment mm-hmm. like? That really, that stuff really impacts, you know, behavior. So I think the hope is that if we're able to revitalize the places, that you'll also be able to, like, bring up the social mores, you know, in a sense.
Yeah.
I really, you know, anything that's about that, it sounds positive. So, I mean, I'm all in support of people doing that.
That's great. Well, before I let you go, two things, kind of give a reminder to the audience and listening audience, you know, what are the things they should be thinking about, something to really get their mind kind of triggered and working, and then give us one more time how we could reach you.
Yeah, guys. So I would say in the terms of what I found to be most impactful with real estate, and, you know, I had, you know, Grant Cardone just on my show, Real Estate
Moves,
last week with that. And, you know, what, working with him just gave me like a really great reminder into the fact of saying that, you know, if you are really serious about wanting to, you know, create the freedom for your life and be able to have everything that you want to have, what it really comes down to is actually doing a lot of like the hard work that other mm-hmm. people would find annoying.
Right.
For Grant, what that means is that Grant's looking at hundreds of deals every week, you know, that are to be able to have this savant like talent of being
right.
able to see a deal and instantly know. It didn't come because Grant's brilliant. I mean, even though he is, right? It didn't come just because of that. It came mm-hmm. from all this hard work. So
yeah.
there's no avoiding that if you're really looking to create the long-term wealth. But there's also a good ways to be able to create long-term wealth. And that's where my company, Royal Legal Solutions, it really tries to be able to help investors and entrepreneurs come in, is to be able to have a partnership with somebody that's in the same business they are, that understands the estate planning, the tax needs, you know, tax strategies, tax savings, the asset protection, the insurance, all of the aspects that it takes to be successful. Because as an entrepreneur, as an investor, your most powerful leverage point is being able to focus on only one thing. And that's building your life or building your business. And the more that you can narrow down your focus on just one thing, the more powerful of a creator you become. So partnering with somebody like Royal Legal allows that to happen, because you can offload all the stuff that all the other stuff onto us. And we have your back to make sure it's all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, to make sure all those things are taken care of for you. And that's just as simple as going to royallegalsolutions.com, where you can, you know, sign up to get a consultation. You can download our ebooks, check us out on Facebook for me, Scott Royal Smith, or Royal Legal Solutions over there, or the Real Estate Nerds podcast. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the other platforms. So there's tons of ways to get in touch, guys. And we have that free LLC program for everybody. Seriously, free LLCs, better than LegalZoom, better than anything that anybody else is doing.
Yeah, again, before we let Scott go, I would recommend people that follow the show for, you know, all these years, you know, that there's certain things I always focus on, and I want to try to deliver this information and education. This is definitely a show that I want you to pay attention to, because there's so many elements around not only real estate investing, but people stop short. They get excited about, I invested in real estate and I've done a pretty good job over the last several years. And you might even have accumulated a lot of real estate, and good for you. That's excellent. But there's other dynamics around it and things you need to think about. One is the legal component of it. The other is how you hold that property, tax implications, all those things. So if you haven't considered that or thought about it, this would be a time that you want to contact Scott and his group and just discuss with them current holdings, I'm guessing, Scott, right? You have a consultation with someone and figure out how you could help them.
That's it. Yeah. So what we do is we bring everybody in for a consultation. Usually takes about 45 minutes to an hour. And then what we do is we lay out a game plan of saying, here, this is where you're at, and this is where you said you wanted to go.
Okay.
This is what that's going to look like for you. Here's all the things you're going to need to consider along the way and choices that you're going to make. Some of those you'll need to make today. Some of those are going to be coming up down the line for you, so that everybody that does a consultation has a roadmap now of saying, this is what I'm going to need to go do. And that has such an insane level of value that nobody else, that I can't find any other companies that do that when it's holistic, you know, because it's not just one venue. It's actually what you fully need to be able to create wealth protection and be able to pass it on to your heirs.
I would agree. And then lastly, I just want to make sure our listeners know. So can you provide these services in all 50 states, or are there some that are more problematic than others?
No, we can provide it in all 50 states. The only thing that I can't do for you is actually physically appear in court, which is never a problem because we're always just going to hire a local attorney there.
Okay.
And then I work with that local counsel for whatever they need. So it's really the best of all possible worlds.
Very good. Hey, Scott, thanks for your time. This is a great show, a lot of great information, and packed with, I think, a lot of value that people could hopefully use and take under their wing. And hopefully you get some calls and you get some people inquiring. So thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It's so great to be here. And for anybody that wants to reach out, that phone number is just 512-757-3994. I'd love to talk with you.
Perfect. All right. Thanks again, Scott. That is Scott with Royal Legal Solutions. Again, if you want more information, you can go to royallegalsolutions.com. That's royallegalsolutions.com. A lot of good stuff there. Seriously, if anybody owns real estate, you haven't thought about LLCs, you haven't thought about tax implication, you know, any kind of protection around that, I would give them a call and check in. This is Joe Cuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for those tuning in. Thank you to those for following us on Facebook and those downloading the podcast. Take care. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.